Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
11 days before the elections, and New York is the city of a dozen mayors for every occasion. At least that's what it looks like, since many of the candidates are popping up all over the place. Got a guy down in the subways. We've got a candidate out in Queens making an appearance with the governor. And we got a candidate sitting in our studios, and another yet on the way. Curtis Sliwa, who took to the subways today to promote his platform to rid the city of crime. Meantime, Zoran Mamdani out with his biggest endorser, Governor Hochul, at an economic initiative to help families out in Astoria. He was acting as an assemblyman today, but no doubt reminding people that he's running for mayor. And as we mentioned, we had an independent mayoral candidate stop by here today for a sit-down with 1010 Winds anchor Linda Lopez. Joseph Hernandez talked about using AI in the city to help cut the fat from our budget, and he says he would convert existing cameras to an AI chassis.
Effectively, look at the city and look at garbage cans and say, oh, that garbage can in the corner in the West Village is full of trash. Let me deploy the sanitation department to go clean up that garbage. And what it does, it creates an efficiency around reporting.
Hernandez is a tech guy and a Cuban-American immigrant. You can hear his interview in its entirety on our social media and on 1010winds.com. Former Governor Cuomo will be here Monday at 10:30. Forest Hill Stadium might be great for concert goers, but neighbors say it's no fun for living next door. They're suing the city, saying it's illegally using their property without permission or payment.
Concerts at Forest Hill Stadium bring 13,000 people and street closures.
There's definitely a change in how the neighborhood functions when there's a concert because of the masses of people who arrive.
The Forest Hills Gardens Corporation's federal lawsuit says the city and NYPD are using private streets without permission to let concertgoers in when public areas are accessible. Zafar Abdullayev says when the streets close, he has to prove he lives here just to get home. And not only that.
They have a sign posted, or they can post a sign that there is no parking for tomorrow. And sometimes I don't see it, and I find out that my car is towed like 10 streets away.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We have reached out to the city for comment on the lawsuit. In other news, some tax relief is on the way for people living in New York's Mitchell Llama houses. Governor Hochul was at Chelsea's Penn South today to announce tax cuts she's signing into law for residents of the state's affordable co-op housing program.
Here we have to have a government that lives up to its responsibility to invest and care for its citizens. And that's why this village within a city, Penn South, is so special, really special place here.
Yeah, the law allows city officials to pass local property tax relief. Hochul says this build on her recent budget, which automatically cuts taxes by 50%, for the nearly 100,000 Mitchell Llama households in the city. A Connecticut mother has been charged now with murder. This comes less than a week after the remains of her 12-year-old daughter were found in a storage bin outside of an abandoned home. 29-year-old Carla Garcia will be arraigned today. Several charges, including murder with special circumstances and conspiracy. She's charged alongside her boyfriend and sister in the child's death. Authorities say Jacqueline Mimi Torres Garcia suffered prolonged physical abuse and malnourishment before she was killed last fall. Her remains weren't recovered until last Wednesday. Investigators believe the girl's body was kept in the family's basement in Farmington and then were moved when they relocated to New Britain. A guilty plea today from the Pennsylvania man charged with setting fire to Governor Josh Shapiro's residence while he and his family were asleep inside.
Cody Ballmer pleaded guilty to charges that include attempted murder, terrorism, and arson.
It's hard for me to stand before you today and utter the words attempted murder when it's your own life.
Governor Josh Shapiro says it's very difficult to explain this to his four children. He's been carrying with him an enormous sense of guilt.
Guilt that doing this job that I love so much has put our children's lives at risk.
Shapiro says the family is working through a feeling of vulnerability. He also says political violence discourages people from running for office.
We need real accountability for acts of political violence. And today is real accountability.
Ballmer was sentenced to up to 50 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
And we are on the campaign trail with the people who think they'd be best at running New York as mayor. Zoran Mamdani was in Queens today with Governor Hochul on an economic initiative. This is the first time he has appeared with her since she gave him that huge endorsement. And then we had Curtis Sliwa down in the subways today saying, we need more cops because the crime rate isn't as low, he says, as City Hall would have you to believe. Juliet Papa was with him.
Asked why he thinks subway crime is an issue when the numbers have gone down.
Well, you can follow the numbers, and I can follow the commuters.
Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa at the F train stop, where over the weekend two people were assaulted. And he noted the repeat offender who brutally murdered a Brooklyn man at the J train stop.
Both of my adversaries are for no cash bail. Both Zoran Mamdani and Andrew Cuomo, who want to continue that.
He says to end the practice, he'd name and shame the DAs applying it and the lawmakers supporting it. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, no, not the name shame game. We also got a visit here in studio from Joseph Hernandez. He's an independent running for mayor. He did a sit down with our Linda Lopez in our Meet the Candidate live stream, making it clear the National Guard is not needed in New York, he says. But he says everything with President Trump is a negotiation. He says he's the best one suited to deal with that and him.
Look, everything is a negotiation. You can't have this hard stance, come get me. I mean, that's ridiculous. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. I think, you know, egos are at play. And the reality is the federal government is you know, it's got a superiority in, over the cities. It's just reality.
Well, all the candidates will face their reality in 11 days when voters go to the polls. By the way, former Governor Cuomo will sit down with us on Monday at 10:30 a.m., part of our Meet the Candidate series. And once again, like all the others, the interview will be live streamed and saved on our website at 1010winds.com. A not guilty plea today in a Queens courtroom from the man charged with torturing and killing an older couple in their Bella Rose home.
Maureen and Frank Olton's adult children and other family members listened in court as Assistant District Attorney John Esposito detailed the horrifying final hours of their lives. Their alleged killer, 42-year-old Jamil McGriff, stared straight ahead at the defense table, entering a plea of not guilty to a 50-count indictment. District Attorney Melinda Katz said it's an extremely gruesome case.
Anytime there is a murder, there's a family that suffers. But to have two people in a house like this and all the evidence that we have pointing to this defendant being the perpetrator.
McGriff has been ordered held without bail. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Queens Criminal Court.
And the city council getting ready to take up a proposal to make it easier for domestic violence survivors to access the help they need. Right now, DV survivors seeking support are asked to call 911 or the National DV Hotline directly. Council member Sandra Ung, though, says there's a need to streamline the process. A lot of people dial 311 end up having to make a separate call to the DV hotline after. The proposal will be heard at City Council on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.